Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today. Dan Menigan keeping us abreast of everything that's going on at mandatory minicamp day number two. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, posting just 1 minute ago, a couple of quick throws from Shedeur Sanders with offensive linemen as defensive linemen. So Shedeur got the ball out quickly.
I'm happy to be with the ones here today. That's all I know. Even though I'm in a backup line of the day. There you go.
I was thinking the other day, Tom, Jeff, I was thinking there's a lot of stuff being put on Shedeur Sanders. And is it justified? Is it not justified? Is it deserved? Anyhow, for whatever reason, the kid lasted until the fifth round of the draft. For whatever reason, he's now a Cleveland Brown. And once he's here, he's not a draft choice anymore. He's a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And so he's out there practicing right now. But I've tried to point this out to people. We've had folks call the show, Tom, and literally say, why don't you trade Shedeur and recap draft choices and get a couple of draft picks for him? And because you could get a third and a fourth for him. And I said, how could you get a third and a fourth for a guy who was drafted in the fifth? Who everybody passed on.
He could be the exception to the rule, though, as far as
maybe
that
down the
yeah.
road.
Yeah, you're right. But if this he shows guy, that he can do something.
This guy said, do it now. Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, that's not going to, you don't understand. And so it's difficult. If a guy lasted until the fifth round, for whatever reason, there's a reason. And the chances of him hitting big in the NFL are slim. Doesn't mean he can't. Doesn't mean he couldn't become a Hall of Famer. Maybe he does. I hope he does. My fingers are crossed. It would be great. That would be unbelievable if they could get, you know, a terrific quarterback in the fifth or the third round with Dylan Gabriel. But I thought I need to hammer home how difficult it is to find talent in that spot in the draft. Now, of course, the draft is now seven rounds. It used to be, you know, 20, 30 rounds. Yeah. I mean, if you go way back. So I thought, you know, nothing would irritate people more than if I put together an all-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round draft choice team.
I like it.
Already. See, this is what we're talking about.
Oh, boy.
So, already, here we go. You set the all-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round draft choice team. As mandatory minicamp going on, and we'll be hearing from the Browns coming up maybe within a half an hour or so. So, get ready. At quarterback, we have two guys. I couldn't make one of them the guy because he's yet to play a snap. Shedeur Sanders and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Those are your two quarterbacks. At running back, two guys named Jerome.
Jerome Ford.
Jerome Ford, who is a 2022 fifth-round pick. And Jerome Harrison in 2006. And if you remember,
one of the great games of all time.
If you don't, here you go.
There you go.
Tom just called the five games with Flacco magical. Jerome Harrison had a three-game stretch at the end of the 2009 season where he had 561 yards rushing in three games. And one of them, 286 yards against Kansas City.
And he saved Eric Mangini's job.
Yes, he did. I was talking to Jerome at a Cavs game after that. And he's a nice kid. He's
a great kid,
really good guy. He had some health issues. And so, but he was terrific. And I looked at him and we're just chatting, and I was going to do an interview with him later. And I said, he looked at me and he kind of smiled, and I just said, gee, look what happens when you give a guy the ball. And he went, I know, right?
Oh, that's great.
I just cracked up. A wide receiver, Tom, you ready?
Give him.
Fair Hooker from 1969. These are the best fifth-round draft choices the Browns have ever had at these positions.
Number 88 on your roster.
2016, Rashard Higgins.
Hollywood.
And then in 1956, they took a guy named Frank Clark, who spent three seasons in Cleveland, went to Dallas in the expansion draft, and made a Pro Bowl.
Don't remember Frank Clark.
I don't either. I don't either.
My little Fair Hooker story. So the 72 Dolphins, the undefeated team.
One of the best names ever.
No doubt. 72 Dolphins team beat the Browns in the playoffs, and there was a play in which Fair Hooker lost the ball in the sun. They lost like 21-17, Jeff. It was a real close game. I don't know if you remember. Fair Hooker lost a ball in the sun that could have put them ahead with a go-ahead touchdown from Mike Phipps, I believe, was quarterbacking at the time. So there's my Fair Hooker story.
If only he had been
great
fair
name, though.
On
great
that catch. It would have worked out fine.
Unfair.
And then at tight end, a guy named Jim Gibbons in 1958. He was pretty good. 11 seasons, all in Detroit. But the Browns drafted him. He made three Pro Bowls. Along the offensive line, we'll make this one quick. At offensive tackle, this is why, folks, when you draft guys in the fifth round, you don't think, yep, got that problem solved. Your tackles are Roderick Johnson and Herman Arvey. Herman was a fun guy. I liked Herman. Nice fella. At guard, you got John Wooten, who was a big-time player for
a long time.
And Henry Shepard, who played a lot of football for the Browns.
Nice pick.
And at center, Mike Babb.
Mike
Babb was a fifth-round pick. So you actually got three offensive linemen who could play in the fifth round. And that, you know, maybe those are the rounds where you find those kind of guys. So there's your offense, folks. Your quarterbacks are Shadur and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. All-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round draft pick team. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball, shall we?
Can I interrupt you real quick with a bit of news?
Oh, yes. I want news.
Kenny Pickett first up in 11 on 11s. They're now starting to do those, so we'll see where it goes.
Well, Dylan was already out there.
The first quarterback.
Oh, wasn't Dylan already out there through the worm burner that we saw on video?
That was through 11 on 11 red zone drill. This is 11 on 11. Not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Red Zone.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you very much. Can we have the music again?
It's you fun. May.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Your all-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round team. On the defensive line, they found two guys in the fifth round who could really play. Number one, Rob Burnett, who was here for a while and then went with the team to Baltimore. And he played 14 seasons in the NFL at defensive end. Another guy, Elvis Franks from Woodville, Texas. I used to work near Woodville. I used to go to Woodville at like 1 o'clock in the morning to get a cup of coffee back in the day. It was a beautiful part of East Texas. He played for the Browns, played 83 games, and then had some legal troubles, but we won't get into that. At defensive tackle, a guy named Amon Gordon in 2004. Tom,
sure.
I don't remember.
Barely.
Tom, this is my life.
He had a cup of coffee in Woodville as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. We used to go. My buddy Neil and I would drive to Woodville after work. Ruby worked at the Woodville Inn.
Okay.
We'd go in, Ruby, hi boys, how you doing? And we'd get a cup of coffee. The other guy in the fifth round on the defensive line, Hall of Famer, Henry Jordan, who after 2 years in Cleveland got traded to Green Bay, where he spent 11 seasons and made the Hall of Fame as a Packer.
There you go.
Thank you very
much. See what happens when you trade fifth rounders? That's what happens.
At linebacker on your all-time fifth-round Cleveland Brown draft pick team. I went with four linebackers because I couldn't keep up with enough defensive backs.
Okay.
So I put him in a 4-4-3.
Oh, I like it.
Mac Wilson, who started 16 games last year for Arizona, went to New England. Tony Fields, 2021, has played in 45 games. A really nice guy who wasn't a bad football player. Andre Davis was a fifth-round pick in 2002.
Nice guy. Great
what a
guy.
Great guy, yeah. Huh?
Had a couple good years.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Played in 143 games in his career. He did a really nice job. So, Andre, if you're listening somewhere, miss you. You're a really good guy. And then here you go. You ready? Anybody remember the name Mike Lucci? He was a fifth-round draft choice at linebacker in 1961, 3 years in Cleveland, then spent 9 in Detroit and was really a pretty good linebacker.
Mm.
He was one of those guys on the football card who was in the athletic pose with the mean, ferocious, funny face.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, he was that guy. Then, in the defensive backfield, Cam Mitchell, who's here. Buster Skrine, who had some moments, played 11
he sure
seasons.
Did, yeah.
Five teams. Was
Ended
okay.
Jets,
yeah, was okay in Cleveland, but pretty good with the Jets.
Yeah.
And then, you ready?
Give it
Hall
to
of
me.
Famer Dick LeBeau.
Ooh.
Who spent all of his years in Detroit, but was a Browns fifth-round draft choice. So their best fifth-round picks got traded to Green Bay and Detroit, where they became
yeah,
really
Hall
good.
Hall of Famers, yeah.
And then in the fifth round, we have special teamers.
I love it.
Your kicker is Austin Seibert. He's still kicking around trying to make teams. Wasn't he with Washington last year for a while?
There are Browns kickers on every roster in the league. It's unbelievable.
I know. Steve Cox, punter.
Steve Cox.
1981. And long snapper Ryan Pontpriand was a fifth-round pick. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your all-time Cleveland Browns fifth-round draft pick team, which is why you don't get overly excited about Shadur, but you keep your fingers crossed and hope he becomes one of those guys who sneaks through.
That's the moral of the story, isn't
there
it?
There it is.
Yeah, I like it.
And no reason he can't, Tom. No reason he can't, but I don't want to hear, you got a first-round talent in the fifth round. No, you didn't, because if he was a first-round talent, somebody would have taken him by at least the third.
Didn't Steve Cox make like a 60-yard field goal
yes.
at Denver?
Yes.
Right?
61-yarder, I
think.
Was
that what it was?
Yeah.
I love those looks back at Browns history. Good to reminisce, but to your point, Jeff, a good way of kind of looking at maybe what this guy is or is not right now.
And
right?
keep your fingers crossed that he can pull it off. And yeah. why not? But just know, guys are drafted somewhere for a reason. Quinshon Judkins was a second-round pick. Daryl has video. It says, can I interest you in a Quinshon Judkins run? Yes, you can, because he took it to the house. Browns are on the field at minicamp. They will be speaking shortly. You will hear them right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.